When I tell y'all, the Twisted Childhood universe is insane. Welcome back to KRE's Corner. Remember, as always, suggested by you, reviewed by me. And we have, I think it's like the third installment because it comes after Blood and Honey 2. But I haven't watched Blood and Honey 2 yet. So we are at Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Now, this starts off 13 years ago, where Peter Pan is working at a circus called Neverland. And at the circus, he is a mime of sorts, and he performs mime work for the children. And he takes a particular interest in one child named James, and he wants to take James to Neverland. So, he literally follows James and his mother Roxy home and tries to abduct him and gets into a big huge fight with Roxy. Roxy mutilates the fuck out of that man's face, and but he does end up killing her and taking James hostage. So that was 15 years prior to our current situation. Current situation is Wendy Darling and her mother, and her brothers. Her mother and her father are like separated, so they have like this whole two household thing going on. And so she's with her brothers John and Michael, and Michael gets a bike as a surprise for his birthday, and he's very excited about it, of course. Just background on Mary Darling: she works as a psychotherapist at in the city called Ashdown, or a town called Ashdown. That is important. Keep that information in your mind. It's not important for this video, but it's important in general. Okay. So he gets a bike for his birthday. Wendy takes him to school and is like, you know, I promise I will pick you up from school. And she does show up to pick him up from school, but she gets distracted because she's talking to her boyfriend, and Michael takes this opportunity to get on his bike and go home, and he ends up riding through the woods. Well, as he's riding through the woods, he does end up getting kidnapped by Peter Pan. Now, Peter then takes a very interesting obsession, I guess you could say, with Michael's best friend, Joey. So much so that he slaughters an entire bus full of children looking for Joey. But Joey, his sister Lily, and Wendy end up going to a man named Steven's house to talk to them. Now, this is after they got a call from Peter Pan that says that Michael is going to Neverland or has been sent to Neverland. So they go and they meet up with a man named Steven after this bus full of children has been slaughtered. And Steven talks about his son, Timmy, who had been taken by Peter Pan years ago. And Timmy is a transgender child, or was a transgender child when he was taken by Peter Pan. Now, while he's going on his super wild ass fucking rampage, Michael does interact with Timmy, who is now going by Tinkerbell. And Tinkerbell believes everything Peter Pan has told her over the years because his pixie dust is crack. So he has subjected her to drug abuse for all these years. And she thinks that the children he kills are actually going to the fictional Neverland Island because that is how high he fucking keeps her. So Wendy does actually end up following him to the Neverland like circus, and she's looking for her brother, but Peter Pan becomes aware of her presence because her phone rings. Now he does kidnap Joey. And he kills Lily and her parents because Wendy is staying at their house. And he goes there, kidnaps Joey, kills Lily and her parents. And she then makes off to go find fucking Peter Pan. They go to the Neverland Circus place. And she does find she does find Michael. They end up getting separated because Peter Pan attacks them. She finds a window for Michael to kind of like climb out of, and she does end up finding Joey, who is alive and is in like a closed casket type thing, or a coffin. As she's getting them out of there, she runs into James, who is still alive, chained to a wall, has been heavily mutilated, and has a hook for a hand. You see where we're going here? Now, during all of this confusion and commotion, Wendy does reveal that Stephen misses Tinkerbell. Like, misses their child. So now Tinkerbell has figured out that everything that's happened, Peter Pan lied about. Yes, girl. The man is a fucking liar and a kidnapper and a murderer. He's crazy. And this, like, has her betray Peter Pan, but he ends up, like, brutally killing her, which was, like, actually really gross. And after he kills her, he goes after Wendy, and the two have like this super crazy fight, but he ends up biting off two of Wendy's fingers, which was also really gross. And then he ends up getting beaten by Michael, who's like, get the fuck away from my sister. And then after that, fucking James comes up, hooks that man in his shoulder, and drags him away so that he could get revenge for his mother. That's how you do. That's what you do. That's what you do. A year later, Michael is celebrating his birthday, and they get a phone call, and it's the same music that Peter Pan played when he called the first time, basically insinuating that he's still alive. Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? What I found interesting about this one is that it's solely focused on Michael and not both John and Michael, like how the Peter Pan cartoon does. I could only imagine this because Michael is the younger and he likes the younger of the kids. But I think James, when he was taken, was like 13. So it's kind of hard to tell like why he was so interested in Michael and not both of them. But, you know, because then he then ended up becoming interested in Joey, who was Michael's best friend. So they're around the same age. So it was kind of weird. Definitely weird. But this one was definitely an improvement. It's probably one of the best of the three that are out so far between Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1 and 2. And then this one, this would be the best of the three. And that is saying something because Blood and Honey, the first one, got a 3% on IMDb or on Rotten Tomatoes and like a 1 or something on IMDb. I don't know. It was really badly rated. But I really do like these like bad movies. So I'm really interested in how this is supposed to go. And this is establishing what's supposed to be going on when it comes to the Pooniverse Monsters Assembled thing going on that they have, that they're also trying to pull out this year. So this was really interesting. And the connection of the people who are part of this is also really interesting because, again, Mary Darling is a psychotherapist in Ashdown. Ashdown is where Christopher Robin is from. And she was his therapist in Blood and Honey 2. Again, I haven't seen Blood and Honey yet, but I did read a few things about it, and she is his therapist. So that is a very interesting connection. So when I do watch Blood and Honey 2, I will also talk about that. So I'm very interested to see if she has any other patients related to this, because I do think that she also is part of Bambi as well. I'm not sure, though. We'll see. The connections are connecting. I like it. I would give this probably about a 7 or an 8. It definitely could have been better. The gore, the violence was definitely there. I like that. It wasn't too much a twist on Peter Pan for me, because I've always thought that Peter Pan was a fucking psychotic, sadistic serial killer kidnapper anyway. So it only just confirmed what I was already thinking. You can ask anybody my thoughts about Peter Pan. So... but I did like this one. This one was a fun watch. So that is it for this episode of K-Rory's Corner. Remember, as always, suggested by you, reviewed by me. Bye.